is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL-CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. We are doing the live Saturday edition of the program, and in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Mark hasn't been drinking tonight, we promise. freetalklive.com, the place to go. The features there are free, so enjoy the site. Enjoy the fact that you get to control the content. You get to create and control the content on the front page of the site there. And you can see what I mean by heading on over to freetalklive.com. And let's continue to the phones, to the fun. You can bring up anything. Let's talk first to Lewis in Virginia Beach. Lewis, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to WTAR.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Lewis?
I was once with a group of people, and I was commenting on the great gun grab that took place in New Orleans during Katrina, where they broke into people's houses and they took normal elderly people and they took their guns away from them.
They sure did. They even tackled one old lady in her kitchen.
Yes. And these were people living in a safe place. There was no water there. The guns were the only thing they could defend themselves. And they took it away from them. One of the soldiers there, I think it was the National Guard, said, "I hate doing this." And he didn't want to do it. But nevertheless, they did it.
He did it anyway.
Yeah.
That's right. And the thing that I came up with, I said, you know, it would be a good idea if we had some kind of communication system where a person would have, let's say, 10 or 12 neighbors that he's in close contact with. If anybody attacks you, whether it be actually home invasion or the government invading you, you ring something and they all come out of their houses with bats or
good
guns
news.
Or whatnot.
Good news. I have good news for you. It exists.
I know. I heard that it exists in New Hampshire. So that's what I'm asking about. Does it? And what is it?
It is called Porcupine 411. And it's a brilliant system that was set up by one of our tech whiz
gurus. I'm not sure you'll get people with bats when you call it. But.
No, we tend to be peaceful folks. We'll bring cameras, though, and lots of cameras.
I think they're a far more effective deterrent for those in law enforcement because they really know what to do with people with weapons.
Bats, you'll just end up dead. But the idea is you call this number, the Pork 411 phone number, you leave a message. And as soon as you hang up the phone, that message gets blasted out to, well, I don't know, probably a few hundred email addresses. People all across the state of New Hampshire, people even outside of New Hampshire, subscribe to this, just kind of keeping the loop with what's going on. So sometimes people use it for simple informational purposes, like, hey, there's a cop set up at this intersection in this city, or, you know, there's a speed trap. So it can be informational like that. It can also be used for emergency purposes, like, oh, I'm getting pulled over, or the police are here at my house, or whatever. And so that is happening. It's actually working. And people can actually get a Porcupine 411 for their local area. You can go to porcupine411.com. And Michael Hampton is the guy that created this, this tech guru guy who's one of our guys behind the scenes helping with the Free Talk Live website. But he basically made it so that he can copy this system and can help other people set it up in their area, or just set it up for you, as I understand it, in your area. So it's certainly something. If you've got the people that are willing to get active and do this, then it'll be useful for you. If it's just you and your buddy across town, it's not going to be so useful.
Well, the thing I was also thinking about, I did see on the internet where there were some people that had a house, several stories, a couple of stories, whatever it was, and there was a gate around their property, and they came and they said, "We want your guns." The people in that house said, "No, you're not," and they actually ended up shooting back at these people trying to disarm them, and the government forces, whoever they were, dissipated and gave up on them.
That's news to me. I hadn't heard that anyone had shot at the government agents. I had seen the video footage from post-Katrina where they were around a lawyer's house, and that lawyer was giving them a hard time, saying, you know, you're going to have to take my guns from my cold, dead hands. He didn't fire a single shot, but they did back off on that particular guy. And thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I think that
the solution's never going to be shooting at these folks.
No.
Because, I mean, when you're
out
talking about
time.
A group of people who have, you know, MP5s, they train with guns all the time. You know, there's nonviolence is far more dangerous. dangerous, if that's what the term you want to use, than violence to the system. The system is violence. It's institutionalized
Wait,
violence.
Violence is more dangerous than nonviolence.
No, no, it's not. And nonviolence is more dangerous to the system.
Oh, dangerous to the system. I see what you're saying.
Plus, if you manage to, like, pick them all off at that particular event, I mean, it's only a matter of time till they bring in full force on you.
Yeah, so all you have to do is just look at the evidence of what's happened with so many people in so many places
and
that tried to, you know, use violence as a solution for the government.
I don't blame Lewis for thinking that way. I used to think that way. I used to have that mentality of, well, they're going to come, I'm going to take as many out as I can.
Yeah.
And then I moved to New Hampshire, and I got around other people that love liberty.
Here. You can actually have hope.
And hope came back to my life, and then I moved into moved away from the ideas of violence and toward the ideas of love and forgiveness and peace. And I like being in this place. It's much better.
Happier, much more relaxing.
But nonetheless, what he says about Hurricane Katrina may be a shock to the system. We were talking earlier about how a lot of people are just unplugged. They don't know what's going on. They don't know that the TSA is installing these body scanners. They don't even know what they are. They don't realize there's a new, more invasive security pat-down. They have no clue. They are completely unplugged. They're plugged into their own lives, and I don't blame them for that. But that story about Katrina is one of those news stories that didn't get a whole lot of play. Most people probably don't know. If you ask them, did you know they confiscated people's guns after Hurricane Katrina? I doubt most people would have any clue that they did that.
Yeah, gun confiscations going on in America.
Did you know that at one point they come into an old lady's kitchen? She's got a pistol. She's not aiming it at them or anything like that, but she doesn't want to give it up. So
she feels it's her only protection.
Right. And she lives alone.
Right. These guys aren't going to stick around at her house and protect her from what's going on
out
there.
No, they bum-rushed her and then knocked her over and took her pistol from her.
Did they break her hip?
Huh?
Did they break her hip?
I don't know if they broke her hip, but it did not look nice. They, you know, these hulking California police officers, that's right, the California cops came out to New Orleans and were doing this stuff.
Yeah, they have a lot of accountability, right?
These hulking police officers come in there and they literally tackle this woman. And she was this living in her home by herself. This was her way of protecting herself from the people that were going around and looting. The people that were looting that weren't the cops.
Yeah, the ones that weren't the cops that were looting.
Because there were cops that were looting, too. There's video footage of them loading up a shopping cart full of televisions and things like that in Walmart and just walking out the front door with it.
Might as well.
So when you talk about these things, it bristles people. Like, what? That can't happen here. This is America. That can't happen here. What about the Second Amendment?
Yeah,
what about freedom?
I know it's a total cliche just to, you know, whenever you're in conversation, somebody says something, you say, well, it's a free country. But I have not even heard that cliche.
Yeah, I don't think people say that much
anymore.
Within
the past few years. I mean, it's something that when you said it, it didn't even have meaning anymore. But now it's gotten to the point where nobody says it. It's just a dead phrase.
Just don't say it.
Back to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Joe, listening in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Joe. Joe.
Hey, guys.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Long-time caller, first-time listener.
Welcome, sir.
And I discovered you guys by accident scanning around on my internet radio, and I think you're great.
Oh, lovely.
And also, I'm constantly badgering my wife to move to New Hampshire. I really want to do it.
Bet she loves that.
Well, she gives me you-know-what about everything, so...
Yeah.
But in any case, I became a libertarian in 2007. I guess my awakening was kind of when I would hear Ron Paul on TV or whatnot, and somebody went, "Oh, the libertarian guy," and that's when I started, investigating for myself, and that's what led to that.
Excellent.
But I was listening to your replay last night when I went to bed, and I have a statement and a question. I'm very proud of what my great-great-grandfather did in the Franco-Prussian War.
Good heavens.
I would like to know what you guys would do about Otto von Bismarck if you went back in time.
Okay, so you're going to have to help me out with this one. I've studied American history as much as I can simply because, well, that's what the questions I normally get. Otto von Bismarck, is he the...
It's just a joke. I was listening to that one guy who was going on and on about his grandfather and what would you do about Hitler.
Ah, yes.
But now I want to know who Otto von Bismarck is.
He was like leader of Germany at some point in the 1800s.
I don't know if you had something else you wanted to bring up. You're certainly welcome to if you are or if you would like. Hang on, 800-259-9231. And let's find out who Otto von Bismarck is. It's Free Talk Live.
Welcome to Living Healthy Naturally, with information and advice on how to improve your health and wellness with natural remedies and nutritional healing. Here's renowned naturopathic doctor and certified nutritionist, Dr. Lindsay Duncan.
We all want to look our very best. And in today's society, billions of dollars are spent on products that claim to make us look better and younger. One of the factors that can lead to premature aging is a lack of B vitamins in our diet. A deficiency of B-complex vitamins can lead to a variety of cosmetic woes, including greasy hair or dandruff or dry skin or scaly lips, redness and irritation, brown spots, premature wrinkles, acne, poor hair growth, and even gray hair. Most adults do not get enough B vitamins, especially vitamin B12. But how do we get all these necessary B vitamins in one serving? Genesis Today has created a great tasting juice that contains 24,000 milligrams of acai and added nutrients like 50 to 100% of the daily value of important B complex vitamins. It's called Acai Berry Juice from Genesis Today, and it tastes fantastic. Drink a glass of nutritious acai berry juice, and you'll be getting the B vitamins that you need to look good and to feel energized.
To learn more about living healthy, naturally, and acai berry juice, please visit GenesisToday.com. Acai berry juice is available in the refrigerated section next to the OJ at all Walmart, Sam's Club, and Super Target locations.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We have a lot of stuff there for you, and it is all totally free. You can enjoy the Shrine of Female Listeners. The dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing they are listeners of this program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see them there. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And I want to tell you about the Totasack. The Totasack. Totasack.com. T-O-T-A-S-A-U-S. Oh, I'm sorry. totasac.us. Thank you for the correction. Totasac.us, TOTASAK.US. You can go there and pick yourself up a family pack of this brilliant little device. It is a retail grocery bag carrier that can handle more than you can. The one-trip wonder for hauling goods from your vehicle to your home. You can get it, as I said, in a family pack. You can, I think that's got six
yes.
of them in it, so plenty to distribute amongst your family. Also, you can, if you're like you run your own business, you want to resell the Totasac, you can buy them in wholesale in bulk.
They're awesome.
Yeah, Totasac.us. In fact, you'll find out how awesome they are if you're lucky enough, because a little bit later on, we're going to give you a chance to win a two-pack. So head on over to Totasac.us to order some for upcoming holiday season to give us gifts, and then stay tuned for your chance to win a two-pack coming up shortly here on Free Talk Live. Let's continue here. We had Joe on in Virginia. Joe, you were telling us kind of about your history of coming up to the ideas of liberty. And then you asked this throughout a question, which you said was a joke about Otto von Bismarck, but it made me curious as to who the guy was. Can you explain?
He was like one of the German generals during the glory days of like Prussia, which is part of Germany, who eventually, you know, Prussia eventually took over all of Germany in the 1800s. I know a little bit about history, not a whole lot. But.
Yeah, that's pretty much true. It appears to have been a staunch monarchist, and pretty much all that crap went away within a few years after his death. But, yeah, it looks that way. And he was there was the war, the Prussian Franco-Prussian War during his tenure as, I think, Minister Prezat, or whatever they wanted to call the Prime Minister of Prussia.
Probably not. Go ahead.
No, and I just wanted to note that you didn't catch me when I said long-time caller, first-time listener. You just said, welcome.
I caught it. I didn't want to focus on it. But thank you, thank you for the thoughts and the call tonight. I certainly appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. So, oh, by the way, this von Bismarck character, probably just another politician or general or whatever, but yeah, sometimes broken clocks strike correctly a couple times a day, and in this case, he's got a couple of good quotes here. Quote, anyone, and this is according to Wikipedia, anyone who has ever looked into the glazed eyes of a soldier dying on the battlefield will think hard before starting a war. And then...
Yeah, apparently he didn't think hard enough.
Yeah, right. And then, people never lie so much as after a hunt, during a war, or before an election. I think he's pretty much right on that one.
Yeah, sounds right.
800-259-9231. Let's continue here and talk to Larry, calling from our very own beautiful Keene, New Hampshire. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
You got to turn down your radio if you could, or whatever that is in the background.
Yeah.
All right, what's on your mind?
I was going to say about this 420 meeting you have out in the Central Square that... A lot of people get nervous when they see people with guns strapped to their waist and topless women and all that stuff. There's the new warden for the prison in Marlboro, the new prison, has a group of law enforcement people who want to get rid of all the drug laws because he says they're a waste of space in his jail.
That's correct. That's Rick Van Wickler. He's a speaker for law enforcement against prohibition.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's one thing. The other thing is... when you guys are talking on the radio,
Larry, by the way, before you go on, the 420 celebrations are pretty much over at this point. I don't know when the last one was.
When you're talking on the radio, you speak so fast, and then, like, in between every statement, you breathe very heavily, and it's coming over the radio like
That's
you
Mark.
Sound
I
like.
Blame
Yeah, it's just so strong that, you know, you lose credibility when you have this sort of evangelistic talking going on, you know, ranting and raving and then breathing. And it just sounds crazy.
No talking, no breathing.
Yeah.
What's your problem?
It's coming across so heavy, it's just crazy. Anyway, I love what you guys are doing. I've been here 30 years from New York, and I couldn't have picked a better place to live. And... the other thing is, where are these meetings? Because I've been looking on the net and everything for these meetings that people getting together, you know, and all of this. This is good. Where are they, though?
Well, I'll tell you what. You're here in our beautiful Keene, New Hampshire. People all around the country are. A lot of people are paying attention to what's going on in Keene. And they can go to freekeene.com, and there's a calendar there that you can click into to kind of see what's going on. So some folks come up, and they pay a visit, and they want to see what's happening while they're here visiting. And that's a great place to go. And we actually just launched a brand-new Google Calendar at calendar.freekeene.com is where folks can go to find out what's happening around here.
Yeah, I'd like to meet some of these people and go to some of these gatherings, and I just can't find. There's nothing on there as to where or when.
Yeah, if you go to calendar.freekeen.com, everything has the where and the when right there. It's brand new. I highly recommend you take a close look at it. And you click on the event that you want to look at. It'll give you the address. It'll give you details. It'll give you a forum thread you can click into to join a discussion. And that should be what you're looking for. You do have internet access, I take it.
Yeah, calendar.freekeen.com.
You got it, sir.
Yeah, all right, good.
Thanks for the call tonight, Larry. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. And, Mark, I haven't been noticing your breathing tonight. I haven't, you know. Some people notice more than me, I guess.
You know, I stammer a little. But if you listen to Rush Limbaugh, he's made a career of going... I mean, and somehow or another, he manages to make it. Everybody's got their contentions with every talk show host as far as their you know, manner of speaking. And trying to get someone to change how they speak, you know, if they draw breaths in, you know, maybe I do sound like a crazy Baptist preacher. I have no idea. I certainly haven't stylized my speaking to sound that way. And you know, by the way, certain preachers have a lot of success convincing people. So who knows?
So what Larry had called in the very beginning was kind of a reference, and he ended up being a pretty friendly caller and toward the ideas of freedom, it sounded like, but referencing the 420 celebrations that were going on here, and one of the activists that is kind of known for the 420 celebration, essentially the creator of it, Rich Paul, is always seen with a revolver on his hip. So I
can see why it upsets people, the idea of, you know, for especially people that don't know exactly what marijuana is, as far as a drug goes, the idea of people doing drugs and being armed at the same time. But
although I have talked to Rich Paul about this several times, and he says he doesn't mix his activism with that. You know, he'll open carry or do the 420. He'll never do both. Yeah.
Huh. Well, either way,
I wouldn't know. I mean, there's certainly people that do that, you know, amongst, you know, the activists. But I'd also tell people, you know, when you go into bars, your state likely has concealed weapons permits that people, there's probably people in the bar that have guns underneath their coats. And just because you don't know. It's really about whether or not you can see it is what the big complaint is.
Yeah.
What the Democrats here in town basically will complain about is the idea that you can see the weapon. Not that they have it, but that you can see. It's scary to
tell
people.
Yeah, it's an intimidation factor to them.
To them. I mean, apparently
they're
not
intimidated. The cops are the ones that are hurting people. It's the cops that are the ones that are taking
people. I don't know that's true. Some cops do have, and some cops have not. But they're not scared of cops open carrying, and one wonders why. Because they have the mantle of authority from government.
They got shiny buttons, man.
Yeah, there's no evidence that the people that open carry, the liberty-loving activists that open carry, are in any way a threat to anyone, or are brandishing, or anything like that.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. and my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code RADIO for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code RADIO for 10% off? I'm in.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free. So head over there, enjoy those on us. Features, by the way, including archives. If you've missed a moment, just click and download. They're yours on the front page. We've got the last 7 days worth, and then if you click into the archive section, that'll take you back to late 2006, courtesy of HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you. That you can create your very own website there with a free site builder tools and templates. If you use the portal that we've created, hostgator.freetalklive.com, you'll get your first month completely free. HostGator.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we are going to continue and take your phone calls about whatever you want. We just talked with Larry in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, and he was calling regarding the activism movement here and that he wanted to plug in. And, of course, the best place to do that is over at FreeKeene.com. FreeKeene, by the way, man, did we have a lot of hits this week. With Meg being harassed by the TSA, the interview with her on our show about that hitting it big time across the internet. There are about 700,000 views of that particular YouTube video as a result of it getting on Drudge Report and then being linked over on, right today, the Washington Post linked to it. I mean, it's all over the place. That has resulted, I mean, the popularity around you, Meg, has resulted in a lot of people Googling Meg McLean. And the first result, thankfully, is FreeKeene.com, which is a perfect first result because that's, to my knowledge, the only place where you blog.
Yeah, at this point, yes.
But you do have your own website, which is LibertyFlare.com.
Yeah,
can you tell our listeners a little bit about Liberty Flare?
It's just a small website I started where I make small one-inch buttons that have, you know, either liberty-oriented messages or images, something like that on them. Very cheap, and I have people who come in from different Liberty groups and sponsor those so that they can get some of the proceeds as well. So people can feel like they're helping out different Liberty organizations when they buy these. And it's a great way. You just put them on your bag and you can start conversations with people about them. And, you know, it's been going really good for me. And I hope to get something up soon here about the, you know, opt-out day for TSA, because obviously I feel like I almost have a responsibility to do something for it now, because it is an important subject, and I think more people should be discussing it.
I still want to talk about the opt-out day when we get a chance, but I wanted to make sure folks knew about LibertyFlare.com, a great place to go and get, like you said, these are very affordable. I mean, you can get a handful of them for next to nothing.
Yeah.
So, LibertyFlare.com, go on over there and see what Meg's got up for sale. And you occasionally will do specials. Is there anything running right now?
At this point, no. Like, I just got home late last night, so obviously it's been a very hectic week. And
I'm sure you'll tell us about it when you do.
Yeah, I'll get something up going soon.
All right, to the phones and the fun. We'll talk about opt-out day here in a moment, which is coming up on the 24th. Jason, I believe, is with us here in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jason.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I have a confession. I'm a former pro TSA person, and I've been watching the video of Meg McLean and following what people are saying about this, and I wanted to give you guys sort of what I would have said a few years ago when I thought the TSA was a legitimate institution, and then sort of what I think can be done to debunk that myth that I had in my mind.
All right, give it to us.
All right, so I used to think of the TSA as just being a security organization, you know, and security is good, right? So I thought that people that complained about that were just being whiny and they weren't in favor of security and all that nonsense that I'm sure you've heard before. But specifically, in a situation like with what happened with Meg, I saw her as the initiator of the confrontation between her and the TSA, because to me, it's like you go to the airport, you know that there's going to be screening. You might not know the particulars of exactly what they're going to do, but it's not like nobody doesn't know that there's security checkpoints at the airport. So I figure you go to the airport, you accept that you're going to have to go through a screening procedure. If you don't want that, don't do it. And for her to go in there and have questions, to me, that would have been her initiating a confrontation with the TSA, not them initiating a confrontation with her.
We get that a lot up here in New Hampshire, where some of the liberty activists, more on the outside the system, civil disobedience side, when they are doing something of a disobedient nature and the police respond in some ludicrous fashion, like they did when they sent out more than a dozen cops to arrest 12 of us for being out at the jail and doing nothing more than walking around and waving at people and, you know, being friendly. They sent a dozen cops out there. The complaint was that we wasted the police's time, that it was our fault that the police had to go out there and do that. And of course, it's poppycock, because in all of those cases, the police could have done nothing. They could have said, well, they're not hurting anybody. There's nothing wrong with them being out of the jail. It's public property. We're just going to leave this alone. Or they could have sent one officer out. He could have investigated and been like, screw this. I'm going back and find, you know, some real criminals to go after. But the people who support the system see us as the initiators of, you know, forcing the police's hand when the police have discretion and they can choose to use that discretion at any point in time. So it's a common mindset of the person who's, you know, the status supporting the system.
I also can't understand, like, maybe where people who think like that come from, because a lot of activists, especially some of the ones here in Keene, when they do get, you know, in these situations where they're more combative and they get more aggressive, louder with their talk, and, you know, it does seem like they're trying to create a scene. But for me personally, I just, you know, I was very quiet. I'm kind of a soft-spoken person, especially since in this instance I was all by myself, and so it's not like I was trying to make a scene with it or anything like that. I was just personally uncomfortable with the situation.
So what changed?
What's the solution?
Right, so what finally cured me of that mentality was mentally separating the TSA from the airline, because I was thinking of it as, you want to fly, you're going to get screened by the TSA. But then I realized it's no different than minimum wage between an employer and employee, or prohibition on marijuana sale, or anything else. There are airlines, maybe not all of them, but certainly some of them, that don't want to do these screenings, and maybe there are others that do,
mm-hmm.
but they're not given that option. So when I started to see flying as a contract between the individual and the airline and the TSA as a third party that had nothing to do with the transaction at all, that's what changed it for me, because I am in support of strong security at airports, but the TSA is an arbitrary institution that inserted itself into the security procedures, and it wasn't asked by the individuals or by the airlines to come there. You know, I don't want the TSA there, and some of the airlines don't want the TSA there. And that's what cured me of seeing the activists as the initiators, was realizing that the airline makes a contract with the individual. The TSA was not requested to be there at all.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that I addressed in one of my last blogs, is that when the TSA, the first lady who was just so mean and nasty to me the whole time, when she ripped up my ticket, she was basically ripping up a contract I had made with a third party that had nothing to do with her whatsoever.
Right, and thereby putting them in the position of either refunding your ticket or doing something else to get involved or losing you as a customer. Which, you know, they
that
decided
airline
to
did
do.
Lose me as a customer that day.
Well, yeah, because the airline ended up they promised you they were going to take care of you, and then later on reneged on that.
Yeah, they said they would give me a week to find either another airport or just come back and try again, and ended up they wanted to change that back to their 2-day policy when I called them.
Hmm. There you go. Anything else you want to share tonight, Jason?
No, I think that's about it. I just wanted to, you know, explain how I conceptualize it and why I broke out of the mentality of seeing the TSA as the good guys.
Good call, sir. I appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for that explanation. Thank you. 800-259-9231. That's the call-in line number. That's not the giveaway number. If you want to get yourself a 2-pack of the Totesack to help you bring those groceries back in from the car, man, I do it every single time. I love the Totesack.
The Totesack is awesome.
It is one of my favorite products. You can call right now at 603-435-1105. We'll give it to caller number 10. 603-435-1105. You win a 2-pack of the Totesack. Call now. We still got more Free Talk Live coming up. Enough time for your thoughts about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
I am the dental hygienist.
I am the plumber.
The proctologist.
I am the tax auditor.
The meter maid.
I'm the guy nobody wants to see.
But you know, it's my life and nobody else's.
You've built a life for yourself, but if your identity gets stolen, it's like your life gets stolen. But with Identity Guard and its state-of-the-art protection and information, you'll keep what's yours, yours. Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com.
I am the dental hygienist.
I am the plumber.
The proctologist.
I am the tax auditor.
The meter maid.
I'm the guy nobody wants to see.
But you know, it's my life and nobody else's.
You've built a life for yourself, but if your identity gets stolen, it's like your life gets stolen. But with Identity Guard and its state-of-the-art protection and information, you'll keep what's yours, yours. Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods, factory direct, wholesale pricing.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. There are moments remaining in this The Live Saturday edition, but maybe enough time for your call if you make it right now. That number is 1-800-259-9231, and that number is brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 800-259-9231. In the studio tonight, it's Ian, and Meg is distracted.
And Meg.
What are you looking at over there?
Sorry, I was reading something from somebody.
You can join us online as well at freetalklive.com and enjoy the webcam, cam.freetalklive.com. That is a way you can not only listen and watch the show, but you can also interact with other listeners because our chat room is built into the very same page. So go to cam.freetalklive.com and know that it is brought to you by Memory Dealers.
Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers at up to 99% off of list price. They also offer great prices and service on networking equipment such as Cisco routers and switches. Their stuff's in stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery. It's memorydealers.com.
All right, Meg, how long is that email, the hate email from the TSA?
It's pretty short.
Okay, hang on to that. I'm hoping we can sneak that in here before the end of the show tonight, but let's get to the phones and to the fun. First, Chris is listening to WCHV in Charlottesville, Virginia.
How you doing tonight?
Hey, Chris, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was hearing what your previous caller was saying about waking up and, you know, not being on the side of the TSA, and I hope you'll bear with me just for a second.
Sure.
I came up to the Northeast to study music in Boston, and I read a biography by about Coltrane, John Coltrane, and he thought of music as a stream of energy flying over his head, a big stream of energy, and if he worked hard enough and he put enough time into it, he could tap into that stream of energy and actually become a channel. And I thought that was really a fantastic way to describe how a human being can raise up above certain things and do great things. And you know, I tie this together because, you know, I look at my spirituality that way. If I work hard enough, my spirituality is going to allow me to rise up above and, you know, hopefully come to some great understandings. And this is my great understanding. I'm going to tie it up. We were attacked, and the airlines could not sell tickets because they thought terrorists were going to be on board those planes. So the TSA came in to make the public a little bit more easy about getting on those planes instead of getting blown up in the middle of nowhere. So I really wish the TSA was not necessary, but we're at war, and Americans need to remember that.
I'm not
at war, sir.
We're at war.
No, I'm
well,
not.
Well, believe me, if somebody puts a knife up to your throat in the name of Islam, you're going to do something to stop them, aren't you?
Well, you know, the fact is Bridgestone has...
I'm sure you would.
Bridgestone
sure
has.
Would.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I'm going to shock
sure
someone.
You would. So
right,
you would be at war then, sir.
But,
you would be at war then.
Right. I understand.
Yes,
so
you would.
I would
yes,
be at war if pigs shot out of my butt and so, you know they turned into terrorists. I don't know. I mean, these are if scenarios. But what I'd like to point out is the marketplace has you know situations that occurred. Bridgestone had a terrible situation with tires blowing up. We didn't need the government to come in and put an agency that tests every tire and actually doesn't even really do it because the TSA misses 50% of guns, knives, and bombs that they test themselves on with their own red team. So the TSA isn't actually protecting you from terrorists. It's only setting up a theater that pretends like it's protecting you from terrorists. If you were a terrorist, you're going to get through the TSA or you're going to figure some way out is as if airplanes are your number one target anyway. I mean, there's shopping malls and big buildings and all kinds of places terrorists can
Mark,
attack.
We are at war. By the way, he dropped off the line. Mark, we are at war. We
I love
need
the
to
thing
have...
about the energy and Coltrane and stuff. I love that. I thought that was
yeah,
awesome.
I like that, too.
Well,
and,
I mean, plus, I've never had anybody come and attack me or put a knife to my throat in the name
goodness.
Of Islam. But every time I've tried to fly, I have been harassed by the TSA.
Well, look, we need to have more of this. I mean, we are at war.
Well,
we need to have
yes.
We need to have the TSA in the streets. We need to have them out in front of your apartment building. We need to have them out in front of your place of business. I mean, the terrorists could strike anywhere. What, you really think they're going to hit a plane next?
The terrorists, whoever they are actually at war with the United States and some people and people in it, the ones that they can get to. And that much is true. But one has to ask themselves why. It's not like foreign policy started on September 11, 2001, when we were attacked. I mean, where are all these American citizens that were concerned about the United States government downing a Iranian passenger plane in 1987? Nobody seems to care about that.
There's somebody on the line. Is that Chris still?
Hello? Chris, you still there?
I don't know. I heard something.
Oh, if we were talking over him, I thought we were
No, no. The board off said he had dropped out.
Okay.
Now it sounds like he's dead again.
Okay.
Well, anyway. The excuse of, well, the government has killed people around the world and created these terrorists, so therefore we need more government.
Right. Well, if the government keeps on fighting more wars in the Middle East, it's going to create more terrorists because the fact is they're killing civilians when they kill bad guys. It's happening. The numbers are as high as 10 civilians for every one bad guy. The State Department says that there's only several hundred. There are hundreds of Taliban. Those, by the way, are not Al-Qaeda people, and dozens of Al-Qaeda people in the Waziristan provinces of Pakistan and Afghanistan, which means that when you talk about these hundreds of people being killed, most of them weren't terrorists. They were just people.
But
and
they create
their families loved them. And when their child grows up, they're going to hate America. And some of those children are going to want to kill your kids because of it.
And there's only one way to stop that, and that is to withdraw all the troops from around the world and say, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's the best. It's the best plan, you know. But being an American means you never have to say you're sorry.
Being in the government means that.
No, really. Many Americans really feel
I
this
am
way.
Sorry.
We are right.
I'm sorry that I ever paid taxes to support this government. I'm sorry that I did that, and I won't do it again.
Well, as best you can.
Yep, I will do everything I can to avoid being obedient to these people and paying their ransom, their demands. They are a criminal. They are the terrorists. The U.S. federal government.
Now you're
are
in
the
game
terrorists.
Of which terrorists are worse.
I would say they're worse. The governments in the last 100 years have killed more people than any individual terrorist.
The governments
have.
In general, that much is true. But when you
the
look
U.S.
At,
government has killed more people
these
than
crazy
any terrorists.
Islam nut jobs. The fact is, they're
look
crazy
at the crazy
Islam,
government people. They bomb people and they kill people.
Wait a
Hiroshima,
second, man, just
Nagasaki.
Wait a second. When government people kill other people around the world, then you give credence to the nuts. Then it drives people into their arms. That's the sort of the scenario here. The crazy Islamic nut jobs would just be crazy Islamic nut jobs if you left the Middle East alone. We've got crazy Christian nuts and crazy crazy every kind of nut as far as religions go here in the United States.
Yeah, and you can't protect people from crazy. That's just something you can never prepare for. I mean, if a guy walks into a building and just starts smashing people's heads against the wall, there's nothing to prepare anybody for that.
Well, you could let them carry weapons to protect themselves, and then they'd be more likely to be able to defend themselves.
Absolutely.
If a scenario occurs.
And that's why the TSA isn't necessary.
Whenever you're dealing with a situation of crime, the cops are only minutes away when seconds count,
And that's why the TSA isn't necessary, because human beings are fully capable of taking care of themselves, and when left to their own devices, the marketplace will come up with ways to allow people to take care of themselves, whether it's allowing people to pack heat or a knife or something like that on a plane, or a complete strip search or whatever. Let's let the market decide rather than bureaucrats. Let's continue and talk to Mark, listening in Waco to InfoFM on KBCT. Hello, Mark.
Hello. Okay, I had a real quick comment. I'd like to know your opinion on this nonsense about the $600 billion bailout. There was $700 billion before. Now they're talking about $600 billion. I don't know what exactly is going on with that at the moment. But I'm wondering, when will the American people finally have enough of this nonsense? And then another thing about the TSA, just to add on, just to teach TSA a lesson, Why don't we organize something to where we all go in the airport naked and spread our butt cheeks, so that way they know we don't have bombs?
Well, I will tell you that on the 24th, opt-out day is happening, and I don't know if you want to try the butt cheek spreading thing, but I know that the folks over at WeWon'tFly.com are working together with the opt-out day plan to
spread. WeWon'tFly.com.
That's right, WeWon'tFly.com. To spread information to the people in the airports. Now, the 24th is the day before Thanksgiving, the most traveled day in the airports in this country. Great day to do some outreach, great day to get some information into people's hands, to explain to them what these body scanners are, what this pat-down is, and how to refuse, and how to non-cooperate and encourage people to open up their eyes, and to ask the question of when will be...
Maybe their butt cheeks now.
Maybe they will do that. I don't know.
Another thing is, I had gone through... issue with security where they patted me down because apparently I don't even know what happened. I probably just left my belt on, but they patted me down, and what happened was I told them just to not touch my genitals or my privates, and the thing is they actually got offended, so I basically had to shut my mouth, otherwise they were going to hold me up even more and probably say that I'm a verbal terrorist.
And then you'll miss your flight. And I wish we had more time to talk to you. You're welcome to call us any other night during the week, and I thank you for the call tonight, because his question about when will we be fed up, that's a good question. I was fed up enough. I made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and so did you guys.
WeWon'tFly.com.
WeWon'tFly.com. National opt-out day coming up on the 24th. Meg, thanks for coming in tonight.
Thank you, guys.
We will definitely have you back, and we'll see you tomorrow night for the live internet show at freetalklive.com.
I am a birthday clown.
I am a woman working for the man.
I am a maker of cabinets.
This is my life.
It may not be much, but it's all mine.
And I'm going to keep it that way.
You build a life for yourself, but it can all get taken away if your identity gets stolen. Time to get Identity Guard, state-of-the-art protection and information that helps keep what's yours, yours. Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.